from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Wynn smacks it deep to left field. McKinstry turns around, looks up, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr. hits a laser to left. It's a solo homer that extends the Royals' lead.
I don't know when it's going to stop. I don't care. But that, again, is Bobby Witt Jr. in the eighth inning now, three nights in a row. I tweeted last night, Bobby Witt Jr. treats the eighth inning the way Patrick Mahomes treats the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It just seems like he just isn't going to stop. He's not going to get cool anytime soon. I heard a stat last night watching the game. He struck out for the first time in 24 plate appearances.
And you said that to us this morning, and I go, it seems a lot longer than that. Like, I'm not trying to poo-poo that stat, but like 24 plate appearances, I'm like, I thought it would have been longer. I thought it would have been like 124 plate appearances. Like, that's how good he's playing right now, you know?
And the thing that's crazy to me about Bobby Witt Jr. is I have his pro baseball reference page up. I want to take a screenshot of this on my phone, and then I want to look at that screenshot in about 6 years from now.
Okay.
Because when you look at Bobby Witt Jr.'s baseball reference page, it just says, number 7, one-time All-Star.
One time. That's it. There's no MVP talk. There's no World Series champion. There's no MVP 3 times
batting
in a row.
Title,
batting champion,
gold glove,
all
anything.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, he's probably going to pick up all of that this year. Lead the league in batting average, probably going to win a gold glove at shortstop unless there's, you know, East Coast bias or whatever for Gunnar Henderson. Probably going to finish top 2 of the MVP this year because, you know, the world is still in love with Aaron Judge as much as Bobby Witt's now hitting around 350 and whatnot. So I look at it and I say that baseball reference page would be like looking at Patrick Mahomes' pro football page, you know, the day before the season started in his second year where he came on the scene, right, where it had nothing, no accolades, no superlatives or anything like that. It was just kind of a blank page. Bobby Witt's page is going to be filled, and they are going to have that page littered with superlatives beginning in October.
And the thing that's interesting is that when you look at people's opinions of who's the MVP, and again, right now it's probably Judge.
Mm-hmm.
But Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting 350, 93 runs, 78 RBI, 24 stolen base. He's got an OBP of 398, a slug of 604, and an OPS of 1,000. Aaron Judge has an OPS of 1,100, so it's not that big of a difference. Bobby Witt Jr. is 47 points behind in OBP.
Yeah.
And he's 80 points behind in slug. So it's not like Aaron Judge is absolutely crushing him.
But I don't think, like, again, these are just numbers that are,
right, but
you
this
know.
Is where they, this is where they have their discussions, though, is like with these sort of stats. And the other counteroffer is that Bobby Witt Jr. has 93 runs. Aaron Judge has 84. Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting 350. Aaron Judge is having 316. So this is why I'm bringing this up, Bob. If that's all a wash, where do we have the discussion next? Who's performing more for their team than the other? If Aaron Judge doesn't do it, Juan Soto can. If Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't do it, they're going to try to say, well, Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez hit behind him. They're the only team in the league that has three guys with 70-plus RBI on their team. But here's the thing. Without Bobby Witt Jr., they don't have those RBIs because Bobby Witt Jr. is not on base. Bobby Witt Jr. and what he does for this team, how he does it and when he does it and when he's doing it right now. Like Aaron Judge, everyone expects him to do this stuff.
Right.
We've yet to be able to expect Bobby Witt Jr. Now, next year's expectations for Bobby Witt Jr. league-wide, he's probably going to be the number one baseball player in fantasy drafts. He's probably going to be one of the most sought-out players in all of the league to watch and focus on. But when he's doing this, why he's doing it now, passing the Minnesota Twins, going past the Boston Red Sox, if he keeps playing like this against the big teams like Boston, like Philly, like New York, who they'll play again, there will be some more attention towards Bobby Witt Jr. because I hate to be that way. A lot of people say the batting average is dead and gone. I'm sorry, but in 2024, when everybody strikes out, hits three-run home runs, and that's it, and you're hitting 350, and you're striking out once every 24 plate appearances, those are alarming numbers, and you're doing it for the Kansas City Royals, who are now a playoff team who lost 50 or won only 56 games last year. That really magnifies his look at MVP as he continues to keep doing what he's doing.
Well, I think we're going to talk to her blue in the face about, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. getting the MVP award, what he has to do. And somebody on the text line does ask, what does Bobby have to do to win the MVP? Hit 400 and
win the division?
I think maybe. I think if you do hit 400, you're going to win the MVP.
But it's
not going to happen. He's 50 points shy of that. There's not a lot of time left. And hitting 400 is ridiculous. But I think what Bobby Witt has to do is quite honestly has to put on a show when they play the Yankees in New York, right?
Correct.
You have to outplay Aaron Judge in that series against the Yankees, okay? But this is very reminiscent, I think, for a lot of people, and I'm just on the cusp of this, so I don't remember this taking place, but you talk to people over the years and you hear the conversations back in 1985 when Don Mattingly beat out George Brett for the MVP, right? Yeah. And there are still people that are bent about that, you know, here in Kansas City, that Don Mattingly got the MVP instead of George Brett. And that's where I feel like we are right now with that. Like, you use history to tell the story of what's going on right now and what could happen in the future. Just because Don Mattingly beat George Brett in 1985 does not mean Aaron Judge should beat Bobby Witt, but it should give you a little inkling on the way that people vote on this thing, right? Mm. Don Mattingly is my all-time favorite baseball player, but everybody knows George Brett is much better than Don Mattingly, and George Brett is that Hall of Famer, and George Brett is the MVP, one of the top five players of all time. But the bias voting sometimes takes place because people have their minds made up, right? Think about what it is in your life that you have your mind made up on, and somebody then tries to get you to change your opinion and feeling on that, right? It takes a lot to convince people the other side of things. It takes a lot to convince people that they should be looking at something in a different way, especially now in 2024. And so I think what Bobby Witt Jr. is going to have to do is go above and beyond, go absolutely wow the voters, if you will. That starts with him dominating Aaron Judge when they play each other in New York in a couple of weeks and really setting that stage on fire. And then the other thing that Bobby Witt has to do to get the MVP, come back next year and have a season like he's having this year. Mm. And then from the beginning of the year, the talk will be about Bobby Witt Jr. winning the MVP. And I think that's when a lot of these awards and a lot of these superlatives are given out, is in the off season and in the preseason leading up to the season, when all of the hype there is there and the hype machine is there, and you start from ahead, right? It's like a horse race, and it's like Secretariat, or like, you know, Katie Ledecky in the swim race yesterday.
Impressive.
Winning by 17 seconds, right? Like, she just got out to a huge lead and never relinquished that lead, and it's hard to catch up. And I think that's where this season started. The Yankees got off to an amazing start. Aaron Judge was on fire hot. The Royals were winning baseball games, but nobody was really paying attention at that point in time. Aaron Judge got out to this Katie Ledecky Secretariat type of lead in the MVP race, and Bobby Witt is trying to close it right now, but so many people have made their minds up. Now, is there still room to close it? You bet there's still room to close this thing up, right? If Aaron Judge goes cold and doesn't get another hit for the rest of the season, there's a good chance Bobby Witt Jr. wins the MVP. But I think he has a better shot at doing it next year when that voter is, like, conditioned to understand that Bobby Witt Jr. is the guy to watch. Sometimes you have have to arrive on the scene before you truly arrive on the scene. And we'll see if it's anything like the NFL. They gave Mahomes the MVP in his first year as a starting quarterback. Voters can be swayed and voters can be changed in this kind of stuff. I'm hoping it works for them, because what Bobby Witt Jr. is doing right now really is remarkable. He's must-see TV every single night, and he's one of those guys, as we've talked about, we stop down our day to watch what Bobby Witt Jr. is doing when he gets up there at the plate, because you only get four or five opportunities a night to watch this guy, right? And then it's over. And it's not like football where you get 17 plays on offense, three plays on defense. 17 plays on offense, three plays on defense. You're really limited to what you get with Bobby Witt Jr. So I think the MVP voting is going to be tough for him to close that gap, unless something drastic happens over the next 56 games. And the dude is hitting 350, and I still think that's the most important stat in baseball, because it shows consistency and it shows what you've done over the course of the season, as opposed to just, I don't know, 40 at-bats where you hit a home run. What'd you do with the rest of those at-bats? And a lot of times those guys that mash don't do much else. Judge is a different story, right? But Bobby Witt's hitting 350. 350. Think about that. How hard that is to do, to hit over 300, but to hit 350, good Lord, man. Like, you got to start writing Bobby Witt Jr. down in your MVP votes, baseball writers.
He told me what that Loch Ness Monster won. He won about 350.
350.
He won about 350. From the 316, who's this guy bringing stats to the Fesco in the morning? Ha ha, ha ha. Dusty Likens, Dave, glad to meet you.
That's what I wanted to know, too. It's a good question on the text, because he started talking in acronyms, and I lost my, I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.